just get my iPhone going, recording myself because I really love myself. Not really, but Mr. Ting wants to hear it, so he thinks it's amusing that the Rev is going to be unleashed at Northside Christian College. Really felt something during that worship. Very powerful, powerful words about God and salvation. So you guys have read Luke 12, right? About the kingdom, not worrying. Can I just tell you that basically this passage is about treasure. How would you control a ruthless, murdering bunch of horrible people? They're called pirates. How would you control those kind of people? What do you reckon? If you're the captain of a pirate ship, how do you control your crew? How do you get them to scrub the decks? How do you get them to risk their lives? Sorry, what? Can't hear. Fear? Nah. There's more of them than there is of you, so they can just kill you. So we're done, fear? Nah. What did I say this passage was about? You weren't listening. Not worrying. They do worry. What do they worry about? What do pirates worry about? Maybe the younger kids can help me out. Senior kids are useless. Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah. Gold. Yeah, it's about treasure, isn't it? Did I upset you then? That's what the Rev does. It's about treasure. How do you control a bunch of pirates? You control them by gold, by treasure, by loot. They do that what they're told because the captain has the map and he knows how to get the treasure. This passage is about treasure. Because what you treasure controls you. So if you treasure health, what's it going to make you do? Eat rabbit food? Go to the gym? And work out. Go jogging. Jogging's stupid. I have to jog. I just thought I'd say that. If you treasure what people think of you, how's that going to control you? Do you have to wear the right kind of sneakers? Right kind of clothes? Behave in the right kind of way? Because you treasure being accepted. Is that not true? If you treasure powerful worship services, how's that going to control you? Music team's going to do what before the service? It's all very quiet. Far out. It's amazing. My congregation's 25 and they do better than you guys. They practice, don't they? They practice heaps and they put a lot of effort into it. And when they were praying before the service, I could hear prayers that were expressing their desire or their anxiety that they would lead the worship service well. So what you treasure controls you. It actually means it tells you what you're worrying about. So if you're worried about being rejected by your friends at school, then that's what you treasure. You treasure the opposite, which is to be accepted. Is that making any sense or not? It's about treasure. And what you treasure controls you. And what Jesus is teaching you here today is that he wants you to treasure not food, not clothing, not your friend's acceptance, not having a whiz-bang worship service. Jesus wants you to treasure something altogether different. What does he want you to treasure? It's in the passage. Did you read it? What's he tell you to seek? Seek first the right kind of sneakers. It's a horrible mic. Hello? Oh, whew. That's going to make life a lot better, isn't it? Hands up those of you who ask when you get home, what's for tea? Hands up. Absolutely a bazillion of you. I've got four kids and my wife was so sick of it. And even her husband asked, that's me, she got so sick of it, she put up a little roster of what meals were on what night. Now, how many of you, I'm a bit afraid to ask you this question, this can be, hands up might work better. How many of you often come home and your parents don't feed you at all? Oh, cool. Nice. There are some, but they're not as many. In our household, we always have tea. So it's not about being hungry, is it? Why would you ask what's for tea? What's the real reason? It's really about you hoping that what you're going to have for tea is what you treasure. Isn't it? It's like, oh no, Brussels sprouts again. Bangers and mash. Blah. Why can't we have pizza tonight, Mum? Is that not true? Can you see there how what you treasure can control you? And Jesus is saying, life is more than what you treasure. It's more than your body, what you wear. It's more than what you consume. Whether that's food or whether that's a whiz-bang worship service that makes you feel powerful. Life is more than that. It's about the kingdom. And Jesus is saying, don't worry about your life. Worry about the kingdom. You're allowed to be anxious for the kingdom. Here's something really interesting about the kingdom that Jesus says. Jesus says, don't fear. Have a look at verse 32. Who's got your Bible? None of you. Okay, verse 32. Do not fear, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You have the kingdom. Now, when you go to church, they control you by trying to get you to treasure certain stuff. To feel powerful, to feel accepted, to go up the hierarchy of the church. Doesn't matter if you're Pentecostal or Presbyterian, it's the same. Do you worship and serve Jesus or what you treasure and experience to feel good, to feel acceptable, to feel powerful? You don't have to earn the kingdom. It's yours. You have it. It's been given to you. So the million-dollar question is, what is the kingdom? Now, I would say Pentecostals know all about the kingdom, I would have thought. Can I be rude? I'm going to be anyway. The kingdom is not primarily an experience you have during worship. And I can prove that. Because remember, we're reading from Luke, okay? And we're working in Luke. And when Jesus says, seek the kingdom, when we want to find out what is the kingdom, then we have to find out from Luke, because he's already told us. He's actually, you know, the disciples had a fight about who was going to be the greatest in the kingdom. And Jesus said, to be the greatest in the kingdom, you have to be a slave of all. You have to be the lowest. God's kingdom is upside down and it's inside out. The first shall be last and the last first. We think that the most popular person in school that gets the highest marks ranks well in the world, but they don't necessarily rank well in the kingdom. Different rules, different system. Jesus said, okay, here's what I want you to be in my kingdom. What do you think Jesus might have said? I would have expected, if I was a Pentecostal, I would have expected Jesus to say, people who are number one in my kingdom are powerful. They can do miracles. They can heal people. They don't have any addictions. They don't suffer with depression. They don't suffer with body image problems. They don't throw up in the toilet because they've just binged too much ice cream and now they're worried about what they look like. That's what I would have thought Jesus would have said, but he doesn't. He says, blessed are the what? Starts with P and ends with or. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are you who hunger. Blessed are you who weep. Blessed are you. Now listen carefully to this one. This is my favorite. For those of you who are at school, clean teachers. Blessed are you when men hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and cast out your name as evil. So when people reject you because of Jesus, you're blessed. That doesn't sound fun to me. Does it sound fun to you? Let me ask you another question about the kingdom. The kingdom you would expect would be a place where the Holy Spirit operates. This is like home turf, isn't it? For you guys, Holy Spirit, you know all about him. So how would I know, because I'm a Presbyterian and I don't know much about the Holy Spirit, tell me, how would I know if the Holy Spirit is working in your life? How would I know that? How could I see that? Would it be that if you were sick and you prayed, you got better? Would it be that your parents were going to have a divorce and your church prayed and there was a miracle and they stayed together? Would it be that I had cancer and I was cured? Yeah, that's true. But there's other ways that we can tell the Holy Spirit works. Do you know? How do you know when the Holy Spirit is working in and through your life? Well, I'll tell you, it's when you do your homework. I'm serious. Presbyterians totally suck. This is the last Presbyterian you're going to have here. It's when you do your homework. It's when you do your chores without being told. It's when someone pays out on you and you don't pay out on them. How do I know this stuff? Am I just making this up? Well, no, because we're told in Galatians that the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't particularly like writing sermons, so I have to exercise self-control to sit down, turn off the music, not have the television going, concentrate, and work hard. It takes self-control. It takes perseverance. How do I know that the Holy Spirit is working in your life? When you're finding schoolwork really tough and hard to understand, but you exercise patience. It's not very exciting, is it? But that's the kingdom. I actually believe God is boring. Because God is more interested in your everyday life, what you wear, what you treasure, than the whiz-bang feeling that you get when you worship with an awesome team, which you do have. It's a great feeling when we worship, but does it carry through with your homework, with your words at school, with your attitude towards your parents and your teachers? The kingdom. What do you treasure? Do you treasure a kingdom of your own making, which you worry a lot about, which you put a lot of effort into? Or do you give that up? If you have a look there, Jesus says, sell what you have, give to the poor. You'll get for yourself treasure in heaven that does not fail, where thief doesn't steal, nor rot, nor moth destroys. Real treasure is in love. joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. They're the qualities of the kingdom, the qualities of humility, the qualities of service. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the kingdom which you have given to us, which we do not earn. We are given it because we believe and love Jesus. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, for treasuring the wrong things, that we've put a lot of earthly things, a lot of our own pleasure before your kingdom. Forgive us for not really even knowing about your kingdom, and help us to have the Holy Spirit working in our lives, that we might bear his fruit, that we might treasure his fruit as we work hard to produce it. In Jesus' name, amen.